Well, if you've been with us through this whole thing, congratulations. This is the last part. This is part 5. And part 4 and part C, because I had to split them up, of a series called Parallels and Jeremiah. If you're just joining us, Parallels and Jeremiah, all rights reserved. Any amount of copies can be made freely in any form whatsoever, and I encourage you to make copies. This message needs to go out. And for those who have endured the entire presentation, I want to thank you. Thank you for taking time to reverence and respect the words of God as much as you have. And may God bless you as you listen to the remainder of this presentation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 44:10. They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore thus saith the Lord, all cast of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go in the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall be consumed, and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword, and by the famine they shall die. From the least even of the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be an execration, and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach. Jeremiah 44:13. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I punished Jerusalem, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah, which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, to which they have desired to return to dwell there, but none shall return, but such as shall escape. Jeremiah 44:15. Then all the men shall know that their wives have burned incense unto other God, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt and Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, God is pronouncing severe judgment against them. You would think that they would have been scared enough to ask the man of God for the Lord's mercy, but do they? Jeremiah 44:16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, all caps, we will not hearken unto thee. 44:17. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, and our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Jeremiah 44:18. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we've wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And when we burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings unto her, without our men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men, and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, okay, now we get to the overlord of Satan in America, Mammon. When they offered idols worship, they were prosperous. Friends and enemies alike, understand that prosperity does not equal the favor of God any more than a pile of manure does. They had problems when they left off serving the idols, but were they truly serving God? God said they were not. So they wanted prosperity rather than God, and it cost them their families and their own souls as well. Jeremiah 44:21. The incense that you burn in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord, all caps, remember them, and came it not into his mind? Jeremiah 44:22, said that the Lord, all caps, could no longer bear, because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which ye have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day. Jeremiah 44:23. Because ye have burned incense, and because ye have sinned against the Lord, all caps, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil is happened unto you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people and to the women, hear the word of the Lord, all caps, all Judah that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hand, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings unto her. Ye shall surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. Therefore hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, all caps, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God, all caps, liveth. For the sake of the economy, we have allowed a lot of wickedness. We do not want a cure for cancer. That may put people out of work. We do not stop abortion, as the economy will suffer. Our leadership is sperm wisdom and has made a train wreck of the economy. So the allowances for evil for the sake of the economy is a sham. It doesn't work. God was so mad with Israel, he cast them out of their land. I do not want to see that, to see worse happen here, but it will unless we repent. Jeremiah 44:27. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good, and all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. Jeremiah 44:28. Yet a small number shall escape the sword that return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. Jeremiah 44:29. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, all caps, that I will punish you in this place, you may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Jeremiah 44:30. Thus saith the Lord, all caps, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, that sought his life. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, which he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the 14th year of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, saying, America, we do not want that to happen here. But if we do not believe him, God will prove whose word will stand, and it will be very terrible. Thanks be to God that we believers just need to repent, as God does not watch over us for evil. But as a nation, we do not serve God and will be watched over for evil if we keep provoking the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who in flesh died on Calvary for us. Jeremiah 44:1. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch the son of Neriah, which he had written these words in the book at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the 14th year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, all caps, the God of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow, I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thou shalt say unto him, the Lord, all caps, saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord, all caps, but thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. Christians, this is for you. Are we seeking great things for ourselves, or are we seeking the good of the kingdom of God? Thank the Lord we have a better covenant. However, God still judges sin even more now than then. To conclude, America like Israel is under siege. America like Israel is rebellious. America like Israel of old has a willful evil that want prosperity above all else. America like Israel has been warned of the Lord, all caps. America like Israel had a chance to repent. America like Israel has been ignoring the voice of correction. America like Israel has been distracted in listening to the prosperity preachers and our lying leaders saying we will see no harm and we must do this or the economy will suffer. America like Israel has lost her way in this world. America like Israel has a few good men, the Marines of God, his special forces, if you will, that have been sounding the alarm. America, unlike Israel, does not have a guarantee that we will be a nation. America, unlike Israel, is not guaranteed we will not be totally destroyed. May the Lord bless those who listen to his word and keep them from the hour of trial and also save their soul. This concludes Parallels in Jeremiah.